So as you hear today, as we've walked around, you can see that we've started our major development that's going to be happening, which is a £90 million investment in terms of Ashford, in terms of what we're doing. What we're doing is we're expanding the centre and we're building 50 new units. So we're putting an extra football pitch and a half into the centre, and we're going to build it all the way down towards the International Train Station, where we're going to be doing a lot of works in terms of improving the pedestrian walkways and improving the walkway actually from here into the town centre. The work started in January, and so far, so good. We're on schedule for our completion in September 19. And we're looking at also building a new car park as part of the development. There's going to be 725 new spaces that's built across in our new southern car park, which hopefully will be completed at the end of this year. But I mean, the next stage for the outlet is it's a continuous build in terms of what we're looking to do. But overall, you know, we're going to build, there's 50 units that are going to bring 500 new jobs to this area. But positively, what we're going to be doing is, while we're doing all this build, actually all the shops that you see today are all still trading. So everybody will be trading as normal. So actually it's a two job. We're actually doing a development and an existing operation of a shopping centre. The next part of the project will be to take the tent down from the main food court. So that'll allow us to come into the main section and work around our existing brands, which are trading today. So far, I'm always happy. It's just a case of making sure that everything keeps to the timeline, that the brands are operational, and that we are continuing to entice our customers to come on a regular basis and actually experience what we're doing already on a daily basis through visiting the new brands. We brought in a lot of brands last year to the centre, so those are all still here to come and see. And that's what we'd encourage people to come and see the development as it happens. Actually, that'll probably be the most interesting part for people to see it as it evolves over the next year and a half. For us, it's part of a bigger project within Ashford. So we are part of the Ashford 8 project, and that is to deliver something new for Ashford. I mean, we look at ourselves as coexisting with the town centre here. Fortunately, the outlet has always performed well year on year.